You can't believe I just what? Lady Cersei's wealth and land give her no higher status as a citizen of Elsion than the other people who call our kingdom home. What of the farmers, the merchants? What of the mothers raising their children here? Oh, yes, I can overrule her. I'm the future queen. Our kingdom's resources and people are my sole responsibility. What did you just call me, Captain? A petulant child? Get out of here. You are not allowed in my chambers right now. Get out, I say, out! Fine! Making decisions that benefit the safety and longevity of our country isn't stupid. I am making these decisions for the betterment of our realm. Leave me alone, Captain. Please, just let me be here in peace. I'm so tired. I do think of what will come of my actions. I am constantly thinking of it. I am constantly at war with myself in my own head, wondering how my actions and decisions will affect my people. Lady Cersei was in the wrong here. She is the one who gathered her supporters and expanded into Elsion without consent from the crown. Well, I couldn't bear to hear her continue on with her rant. She's a usurper with no respect for me as a future queen. She doesn't deserve my delicacy nor my tact. Handleworth, girl, she doesn't deserve my grace. It would have ended the exact same way, Captain, whether I let her prattle on about her family's legacy and importance in our kingdom, or if I cut her off, which I did. Please, just go, Captain. Just leave me be. It's nothing. Yes, I've been crying, all right? You don't always have to protect me, Captain. Nothing's wrong. I'm not ill or anything. I just... All right. Are you disappointed in me? Of course I give a damn what you think. Just forget it, Captain. I apologize for putting this on your conscience. It's just... There are so many meetings, so many formalities, so many protocols that must be followed. And I wonder if the outcome of all these tedious processes even ends up helping our people in the end. The stress is, it's all just so much to handle. Petty squabbles over scraps of land owned by one noble woman, as compared to the struggles of the rest of the people in our kingdom? How is it fair for me to devote my time and our people's resources to her, or others like her? It's so draining. I want to be the kind of ruler that the people rely on, not just dedicated to helping keep the nobility happy. It's just useless filibustering. I know Father would say similar things when speaking to Mother. He loved the people. His job was to serve the people above all else. I only hope that I can live up to his legacy and serve my people humbly as he did. Really? You think the people adore me? Well, fire and spirit do make me bratty sometimes, I admit. But it will also make me a good ruler, I hope. You're being too kind to me. It's making me suspicious of your true intentions, Captain. Ah, I knew you were always a scoundrel. Your is so close to me right now, Captain. No, I don't mind at all. I remember the last time we were alone in that closet several months ago. But you started it. Well, I remember you said it wasn't over. Was that a promise? Yes, Captain. Oh, so you want to try and take some of the stress away from me? How, pray tell, do you intend to accomplish that? Please take my crown off. Yes, yes, Captain, I'll be whatever you want me to be. A princess? A peasant? A woman? Every time I cross my legs on the throne, I remember the feeling of you between them. No one knows how the Captain of the Royal Guards has defiled their princess. How he's felt that hot heat between her thighs. Oh, Captain, if you keep that up, the entire kingdom is gonna hear me moan your name. Strip my gown, but right now I'm just a woman. I'm not the princess. I'm not royalty. I'm just yours. Take my hair clip out. I suppose I am feeling flushed. We aren't exactly in a darkened closet now, are we? Stop gazing at me like that, like I'm something for you to devour. Hold me, Captain. I can feel how hard you are for me. I know I'm supposed to be the prim, delicate princess, but you bring out the vixen in me, Captain. Oh, you make me feel like a lady of the night. You're gonna teach me manners? I have plenty of manners, I'll have you know. The bed? Oh, gods. Captain, the way you remove your sword belt, I think I see something I like underneath. My wrists? What do you... Keep them above my head? Really, Captain? Pinning me in my own bed? You only make the need within me grow stronger? Captain, I need you. I need to feel you. Let me... Well, if you want me to stop squirming, you'll have to do better than that. I told you, you'll have to do better than that. Okay, I'll behave. I promise. I want you. I understand. Yes, sir. Will you kiss me again? Captain, Oh, my Captain. Oh. The way you kiss my neck, oh, and your teeth move along my earlobe. Oh, your teeth on my earlobe. It feels exquisite. Oh, and your hand, oh, your hand lightly grazing my breast and down to my thigh. Revenge? Whatever for. You think I will beg for you, Captain? Oh, my nipples are so hard already, and now that you're sucking on them, oh, Captain, please, oh, well, your hands are so rough grazing over, oh, the soft curves of my body. Tell you what I want your body on mine, Captain, please. What else? I want your mouth. I want your mouth on my little pussy. Yes, take my panties off. I'm nothing more than a woman right now. A woman lusting after you. I'm underneath your strong body, Captain. Oh. All right, I'll ask you politely. Sir, will you use your mouth to please my needy cunt? Please? Please, Captain? Thank you. How wide shall I spread my legs for you, Captain? Yes, please. Please mark my thighs with your mouth. Yes, my cunt is wet. So swollen for you. I need to touch you, Captain, please. I know you've been wanting me for so long. Please, Captain, I'm so ready. I can't help but bug my hips against your hungry mouth. Your tongue across my clit feels so good. May I put my hands in your hair? Oh, thank you, Captain. You make me this way. Oh, you make me lose control. Oh, I'm so slick. Put your fingers inside me, Captain. Yes. My body wants you and needs you. Oh, I'm throbbing around your fingers, yes. Oh, it feels so amazing to have you sucking on my clit while your finger caresses the inside of my pussy. Please, sir. Another finger. Slowly. Yes, Captain. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, keep fingering me. Oh. Oh. You're bringing me to the brink, darling. Your mouth and fingers on my pussy are just too much. Yes, Captain. Yes. Yes. I love being fucked by your fingers and your mouth. Oh, that spot inside me. You're stretching me more and more. Oh, each time you touch me there. This is what I wanted, Captain. Oh, what I needed. Claim me. Oh, make me come. Oh, make me helpless in your arms. Oh, I can't help but be slick around your fingers. Oh, I'm so full. Oh, with your fingers in my hot, slick cunt. Yes, yes, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm such a naughty girl for you, Captain. I can't fight it. I can't fight it. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming for you, Captain. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, Captain. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yes, Captain. Oh, yes. You're still hard though, Captain. No, I want to. I want to. But I want to. Okay. Okay, I can be patient if you insist. I think I like these. Oh, these lessons you're teaching me. Oh, I hope there are many more to follow. Oh, Will you stay with me tonight, Captain? Oh, sleep next to me in my own bed? Yeah. Oh, I don't care if my handmaidens discover you in my bed in the morning. Of course I want you with me. I always want you to stay with me, Captain. Oh, I know you're sworn to serve me. Oh, but you touch me deeper, oh, than any man could. Oh, you're mine. Oh, you're mine, Captain. Oh, you're the knight of my heart. Oh.
Oh, yes, Captain.